And we did find some linguistic clues being helpful. Actually, the most helpful thing in the most helpful linguistic feature was negation. So people so it turns out that when people spread false rumors around real world events, this is again for my PhD thesis. I looked at not political rumors, but rumors around real world events like the Boston Marathon bombings and a few other events. And in those cases, at least, when people spread rumors, let's say someone says, "Oh, I think there's a third bomb at Harvard Square or something like that." A lot of people, before anyone confirms this or denies it, a lot of people, especially people who are around Harvard Square, for example, would go on Twitter and say, "Oh no, that's not true. No, no, there is no third bomb," or something like that. And so looking at these people kind of pushing back against these claims is a really good clue as to whether something that's spreading is false or not. So in terms of detecting false news, that's one linguistic clue to look at, basically how much pushback something is getting and from whom. So that was really helpful. And then there are other linguistic clues that are helpful, but not as much as these other features that we looked at, like the looking at the users who are spreading the news, the rumors, looking at the propagation dynamics of rumors. The thing that makes linguistic features maybe not as useful is that the kind of language people use for different topics and different categories of news is very different. And so it's hard to create a kind of event agnostic or topic agnostic linguistic model for just fake news. And so whereas in terms of looking at users who spread rumors or the propagation dynamics, all of these things are language agnostic. And so they apply to a lot of different categories of rumors. And so in terms of actually engineering a detection system, linguistic features are sometimes useful, like the negation that I mentioned, but not as useful as the other two.